Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the Cattle Trace Project, up and coming here in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 18th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 21,700 head to be offered. Now, if you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior Livestock for more information, 800-422-2117. Brandon Deppenbush is the Vice President of Cattle Operations for a group known as the Innovative Livestock Services, based out of Great Bend, Kansas and Manhattan, Kansas. And he's the Chairman of the Board of the Cattle Trace Pilot Project, now getting underway in Kansas. He says Cattle Trace is what Innovative Livestock Services is all about.
From our company standpoint, it is a tool that we view as a risk management tool for the industry. It's important for all segments of the industry to be able to have a tool such as Cattle Trace to be able to trace back animals just in the case of a disease outbreak. So the information that we hold, we are very, very, very sensitive to that it's going to be held confidential and only be accessed in a disease outbreak. I am here, I guess, representing the board of directors, and I think we have a tall task ahead of us to define how we get access to that data, when we get access to that data. And I think that is, for all the producers out there listening, I mean, data sensitivity, confidentiality is of the utmost importance to us. So I think that's a tall task ahead of us to make sure we define that so that everybody is comfortable with the process.
And Brandon, it seems like you've already been able to recruit a tremendous representation of the beef pipeline in Kansas.
I couldn't be more happy and more proud of all of our partners that have stepped up and with the shared vision that we have to have their seat at the table to define what a disease traceability structure looks like. I think it's a great opportunity for all of us, each segment of industry, to have a seat at the table and define what that disease traceability structure looks like. Instead of the alternative would be is we were reactionary and we have to respond to a disease outbreak. And that would be absolutely devastating because then we're left with maybe politicians or somebody forcing something down on us that may or may not suit every segment in the industry. So we're super proud of all of our partners and very thankful for all the support that we've been given. And the surprising thing is it's just really unbelievable that we just not getting much resistance. Just everywhere you turn, we're just getting a lot of positive feedback. And not only in the state of Kansas, you know, you cross the border in other states, we're getting a lot of support there. So it's extremely fun to see.
At this point, 7 auction markets have signed up for the program in Kansas, 14 feed yards, and the 3 packers that have harvest facilities in the state, all on board for the Cattle Trace Project. Now the Cattle Trace Pilot Project is all about recruiting cow-calf operators that would end up feeding the cattle into the rest of the infrastructure. Now, as we get ready to see cattle roll through this Cattle Trace pipeline, how do you measure success? Brandon says it's all about being able to put your finger on the origin of a disease very, very fast.
When we talk about disease, a disease outbreak, speed is of the utmost importance. Speed saves us money if we can minimize the collateral damage or the number of animals that we have to quarantine, if you will. You know, as a point of reference, I mean, I think it took roughly 6, maybe 8 months to do a tuberculosis trace back in South Dakota, Nebraska. 6 months is a long time. I think that's half a year if my calendar's right. So, you know, for a very contagious disease such as foot and mouth disease, that would be beyond devastating to our industry. So, Cassie, I couldn't agree with Cassie more. I mean, the speed of which we can simulate these mock tracebacks is really the number one goal of how we evaluate success.
Brandon Deppenbush, the Vice President of Cattle Operations for Innovative Livestock Services and the Chairman of the Board for Cattle Trace. Details at cattletrace.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Over 60,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 91st Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Piper Merritt of Owosso is one of the National FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on Oklahoma Farm Report's website, and via social media, Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indianapolis the week of October 22nd is a service of ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.